Let's give him a little more love, you know? Camille was telling you that you come here to be spiritually fed, but I want to call it to your attention that not only do we feed the spirit, sometimes we feed the body as well, and to invite you to our potluck immediately following service. So. Those of you who know me, and there's a bunch of you because I've been here quite a while, know how much I like the children's books and the simplicity with which they give us truth. So if you'll bear with me, I just want to read this. It's really kind of brief because it's only like three words on each page because we're children. And it's we are children. We're all children of God. And so it says, for each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are grandmother's prayers. We are grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of dust, sons of great vision, sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, builders of nations, seekers of truth, keepers of faith, makers of peace and the wisdom of the ages, and we are one. I just don't think that we can make it any simpler than that. We are one. And so Ralph Waldo Emerson says that every particular in nature, a leaf, a drop, a crystal, a moment of time, is related to the whole and partakes of the perfection of the whole. Now, we have another children's book next door, and I don't remember what the name of it is, but it's in the children's library, and what it says is, I am my hands, I am my feet, I am the dog across the street. All I see is part of me, and I am part of all I see. And don't you think that makes it a little different how you approach people if you're approaching yourself? All great artists, Maya Angelou says, draw from the same resource, the human heart, which tells us that we are all more alike than we are unalike. And all of these things that I just shared with you are telling us that because of our spiritual nature, because of our spiritual DNA, we are one. If we are aware of the truth, we know that we have a conscious connection to one another. We are one. If we are aware of the truth, we know that we have a conscious connection with all life. We belong to each other. We are connected by consciousness, each and every one of us. And we are connected by our love, and we are connected by our common humanity. And Ernest Holmes said that there is, quote, one life behind all lives. One, 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 never two. The unity of all life. To learn this is the secret of the ages, unquote. So he's saying there's only one life, not six, not 106. There's only one life, and we are all part of it. So I have a little story for you about the zookeeper. And the zookeeper went to the orangutan's cage, and the orangutan had these books. And one of them was the Bible, and the other was Darwin's Origin of the Species. And the zookeeper said to him, I'm really curious, why are you reading those two books? And the orangutan said, I want to know if I am my brother's keeper or if I am my keeper's brother. So we don't need the Bible and we don't... Yeah, it takes a minute. We don't need the Bible or Darwin's Origin of Species to remind us because the truth is being revealed to us every day. We are all brothers and sisters of the life. And we don't need to be the keeper in the sense of keeping their problems. What we really need to do is to be the revealer of truth, the revealer of how life can be. We don't have to keep their problems because we have a connection, each and every one of us. We have a connection with the divine. And so when we reveal how that works for us, about our oneness with all life. When we reveal how that works for us, then we are sharing that path. And we will find out that we aren't better than anyone else. We might be different, or maybe not. Maybe not so different, because we all have needs, we all have desires, and we are all seeking a greater revelation of something better. Marshall Rosenberg, the founder of nonviolent communication, says, "The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Regardless of our many differences, we all have the same needs. What differs is the strategy for fulfilling these needs. Criticism, judgment, and violence are tragic expressions of unmet needs." So we all have stuff to deal with. It's common to all of humanity. We all have needs, and we recognize that. And I was so impressed. I saw something the other day about the new commander of the Air Force Academy. And they had someone who wrote racial slurs on the wall. And he said, "We respect each other here. We respect everyone, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of sexual preference. We respect everyone. And if you don't respect them, you don't belong here." And that sort of thing is a court-martial offense. I was so impressed by that man. You know, I really was. So what makes us one is the spirit and the life that is behind us, the life. Ernest Holmes in Pray and Prosper says, "Judge not according to appearances. That is, do not be confused by the conditions around you. The waves may be turbulent and the boat tossed. This appearance is real enough, but do not be confused over it. Be still and know that I am God. The inner spirit is proclaiming its own nature, and it's announcing its own program." And recently, we certainly have been flooded with a lot of turbulence, haven't we? Floods, fires, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. A lot of turbulence. And sometimes it's difficult to know. And we do know that good will come from this. Good will come from this. We get to start some things anew. Now, their appearance is very real. And the truth behind it all is some good will come from this. There's a knock at the door. Who is it? It is the neediness of humanity. Shall we answer it or shall we ignore it? Again, there is a knock on the door. Do we answer it? Because there are so many things in the world that can just come flooding in on us. The floodgates open when we open the door. And it would be like when you get on that telemarketer's list, or you answer that email that says, "We will not share your email address with anyone." And then you get 1,000, 2,000 emails from different people soliciting from you. Do you really want to answer the door? Or do we hide and do we yell at the door, "Go away, nobody's home"? Oh, I got to tell you, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. By ignoring the knocking, we don't make it go away. Well, some of us say we're ignoring the knocking because we're praying about it. Well, praying about it is good, but that song that I asked Jenna to play today, it says, treat, that is scientific prayer, affirmative prayer, treat and move your feet. It doesn't mean sit at home on the comfort of your couch and pray about it. It says, you got to move your feet. So I have 3 points for you, and one is we listen to the knock. We listen, because listening is an underrated art. Those of you who have, I think I just lost you. Those of us who have taken foundations know that listening is actually a spiritual practice. Listening. You know, so many of us don't listen. What we do is, while someone's talking, we're formulating in our head what it is we're going to say next. We're not really listening with our hearts with what they have to say to us. And many, many people do not feel seen or heard in this lifetime. You know, we see the panhandler on the corner and some of us won't even meet their eye. Isn't that true? And they don't feel seen or heard. We intentionally don't look at them because we don't want to get sucked in, I guess. But the fact of the matter is, looking and listening doesn't mean we have to do anything. We just get to recognize the humanity and ourselves in the other. We can always listen. It doesn't cost anything. A few minutes of your time, maybe. Listen to the needs of individuals and look beyond the appearance. Look beyond the appearance and understand that we are all one. Recognize that the criticism doesn't do any good. You know, we are all one. They are your brothers and sisters. There's only one, not six, not 106, only one. And the knock is spirit asking us to listen. 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 There is a deeper calling in the knock. We get the opportunity to listen to the sounds, and we get the opportunity to go within and listen to spirit. Spirit is talking to us, to hear our inner wisdom spoken, and sometimes it's spoken through another person. Consider this poem, The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. Rumi is telling us to be grateful for whatever comes to us, because each thing that comes to us has been sent as a guide from above, or beyond, or whatever we want to call it. And then the second point is, we answer the door. If we deeply listen to the knocks on the door and we are connected spirit, we can know which knocks are ours to bless and release, and which ones are ours to invite in. It's as if they all have a different sound, isn't it? It's the sound of the heart. It's not our defensiveness or our fear. It's the sound of the heart. We don't even have to know what the action will be. We just have to be open and allow spirit to work through us. So I have another story, and this is about a lady named Jane. And Jane did not have a lot of financial resources, but she wanted to work with the homeless. So she went to work at a homeless shelter. And she wanted to do more than what she was doing. She wanted to reach more people. And what she discovered is, so many of the homeless people did not take advantage of the resources that were available to them because they didn't trust the people that were offering these resources. They'd come and they'd eat and they'd get a blanket and then they'd leave. They didn't take an opportunity to learn about job opportunities or housing opportunities or medical care. They just came and they went. Well, at the same time, Jane was fostering a golden retriever named Misty. And Misty was learning to be a guide dog. But there was a little problem with Misty. She was way too friendly. And so if you're going to be a guide dog, you can't be quite that friendly. And so at the end of the year, they decided that Misty just wasn't going to cut it as a guide dog, because they couldn't really control her loving on people. So Jane was given the opportunity to keep that dog or to turn it back in, because it wasn't going to go into that program. So she decided to keep that dog, and she gave it to the people, or the lady, that ran this homeless shelter. And Misty became instantly friends with those homeless people that came in. And they trusted her because she gave them unconditional love. And they stuck around a little longer and they learned a little more about what was going on. They began to stay. And Jane was blessed because she still worked at the homeless shelter, so she got to see Misty too. So it wasn't like she really totally gave her up. So Jane's desire, her intention was to help in some way. And she didn't know what that way was going to be. She allowed Spirit to move through her, which each and every one of us can do as well. But she did answer the knock, and she did know that the opportunity would present itself. So let me ask you, what or who is knocking on your door? What are you being called to do? How can you contribute your acts of time or talent or treasures? Small things can do great work. Mother Teresa said, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And understand point number three, the universe answers our knock. And when it does that, we will see a shift in our life. When it does that, we will see a shift in our life because of a perceived concern of health or wealth or relationships or whatever it was. When the universe answers us, when God answers us, we get to have a greater expression of good in our life, whatever that looks like to us. We get to have a greater expression of good. And here's the interesting thing. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to earn it. It's ours. It's our birthright. The good of God is our birthright if we're open and receptive to all the gifts that God has for us. Spirit comes through and we are knocking at the door, and Spirit answers every time. Every time. One of our greatest challenges when Spirit answers is we don't always recognize it because we think it has to come from over here and it's tapping us on the back, you know, and we don't recognize that Spirit is always answering our questions, and we don't have to meditate in a certain position, and we don't have to pray in a certain way. What we need to do is be open and receptive for Spirit to have its way with us, to work through us, to give to us. So many times, things are offered to us and we are not open to receive it. You know, how big is your bucket, they say. Is it a thimble? Is it a gallon? Is it the ocean? How much good are you willing to receive? Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. What we need to do is to take a moment of quiet, to go within, and to listen to that divine inner Spirit. Allow it to speak to us and through us. We can say a prayer for what it is we are seeking. Say a prayer as if it has already been done. As if it has already been done. We acknowledge whatever we want in our life. We let go of how we think it will look or sound. We focus on the experience, the result of what it is we want, and we don't tell God how to do it. That's one of the mistakes we make. We decide we're going to do this, and we tell God how to do it, and there's that Spirit knocking on your back door, and you're ignoring it. And all you have to do is be open and receptive to whatever it is you want. It may be that you want to make a difference. It may be that you are seeking something new and more wonderful. It may be that you are simply looking for a shift in something that already exists in your life. God is good all the time. It does not matter what it is. What matters is that we are sincere and that we are grateful and we act as if. You know, we talk about that a lot. Act as if. Remember, what you are seeking is seeking you. That's the way of the universe. The universe responds every single time. On the other side of that door that you are knocking on, the universe is knocking to come in. It's up to each one of us to open that door, to invite it in, and to embrace what life has for us. Life is waiting for us. Life is calling us. Let's meet it at the door and laughing, invite it in. Let's be grateful for whatever comes, because it has been sent as a guide from beyond. No matter what the appearance is, good will come from this. So, as always, I have homework for you. And your homework is very simple. I want you to listen. Listen to someone and truly listen. And listen within. And know that whatever message it is that Spirit has for you is yours and good. So let us pray. Sweet, sweet Spirit, Father, Mother, God, that divine and holy essence in which we live and breathe and have our being. That is the truth of who we are. God, the good, omnipotent, knowing there is absolutely nothing outside of God, and I am one with it, one with the one. I am truth, I am life, I am light, I am joy, I am abundance. There's nowhere where God is not, and I am one with that whole and holy presence, one with health, one with love. And so as I speak my word this day, I speak it knowing that no matter what the issue is, no matter what is heavy on my heart, that I can knock on the door and let Spirit in, knowing that truly divine right order moves through all of my affairs. Each and every one of us here this day allows Spirit in, lays our burdens at its feet, knowing truly, truly, there is nothing that God cannot accomplish. Knowing that each and every relationship we have is a relationship of God communicating with God. Knowing that each and every activity we participate in is an activity of the divine. So I give great thanks. I give great thanks for the opportunity to come together with Spirit. I give great thanks for the light and the love and the joy that is ours this day. I give great thanks for the health and the wholeness and the abundance that is ours as we open our hearts and our hands to receive all the good that God has in store for us. And so it is with gratitude that I release my word to the perfect working of the perfect law, which always, always, and only says yes. Please join me in affirming, and so it is.